You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. Thank you for listening. I am Alex Mearns and I am joined with Dom Betts, and it's really good to be back in the studio with my co-presenter Dom. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate, not too bad.
You were ill last week, weren't you? That's why you didn't do any of the pods.
That's why I was ill. Well, man flu.
Was it man flu?
Yeah, man flu, yeah.
All right, that's good. I'm sure a lot of the listeners have had that before. Dom, it was a bit sad not having any Premier League or Championship this weekend. I felt a bit lost. What did you do with yourself?
Well, luckily, on the Sunday, AFC Wimbledon were playing Oxford United and they finally moved above MK Dons in the Football League.
It felt right, didn't it?
It felt so right, especially being from near the area as well.
Okay, yeah.
My Facebook feed was just so many AFC Wimbledon fans just posting. Even my mates in Milton Keynes, who obviously support like Fulham or whoever they support, were like posting, ha, fuck you, basically.
We're going to discuss the national team. We beat Malta 2-0 at Wembley Stadium. Couldn't quite believe how many fans went. I honestly thought, looking at this game after the Euro exit, not Brexit, the European Championship exit, I saw this game in the calendar and I thought, 40,000. I honestly thought, why would people want to come and see this? It's a credit to England fans, isn't it, that we got 81,000 in there to watch that match?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were doing some sort of special ticket deal, like 20 quid a ticket or something like that, but still, I know people who travelled in from Kent to watch this game.
I saw that there was a ticket deal, 20 quid, for, I think it was over 65 students and under 16s.
Yeah.
And I think it might have been 30 for adults. Commendable to them fans that who went and saw that after watching England just capitulate in the Euros. Dom, I wanted to do this podcast because I don't think the result even means anything. We beat Malta, who were 150th ranked in the world. What we need to discuss about is Wayne Rooney. I have a stance on Wayne Rooney that is seemingly totally different to every football fan and different to you, and I know you want to come on to it. His name got read out as captain of England football team before the match started, as they do over the tannoy in Wembley Stadium. Wayne Rooney got booed by a large proportion of the England fans. I commend them for going, but don't you dare boo Wayne Rooney. He does not deserve to be booed at all. I find it really disrespectful. You know who you could boo? Gary Cahill. Boo Daniel Sturridge. Do not boo Wayne Rooney. He has done an awful lot for this country. He doesn't have to turn up anymore for England, but he does. He's nearly reaching England's record caps for a player, Dom. He wouldn't have reached that if he didn't turn up to every single training session, every single international break, when he's had injuries, when other people have dropped out. Wayne Rooney has not dropped out over his career. And I understand he's going through a bad patch of form, but do not boo Wayne Rooney. He's our record goal scorer. He's our captain. Every single England player who speaks in press conferences that isn't Wayne Rooney says how much they want Wayne Rooney in the dressing room with them, leading them out. I find it very, very disrespectful.
It is disrespectful to boo him, but I don't think he should have played. Because my idea is here, you're playing him, not even play. If you play him number 10, maybe you start him there, right? But if you're playing Dele Alli number 10, and you're playing him deep with Henderson, when you have Eric Dyer on the bench.
I agree. Eric Dyer is a brilliant CDM.
And if Rooney's going to play in the formation that we played, he has to play at number 10. If he's not playing at number 10, you don't play him.
I disagree.
Why? He's not a better number 8 or centre mid where he's playing than Eric Dyer. So why would you play him over Eric Dyer? You want to play the best team. I don't care.
No, Eric Dyer would be number 4. Where
okay, well, Henderson would be number 8 then, and yeah. Dyer would be number 4.
Okay, and that's what I want to talk about. Jordan Henderson, this season, has played well. Dom, me and you laughed at Jordan Henderson last year. To me, Jordan Henderson's performances for a couple of years have been somewhat of a joke for me. I think he's almost trying to do a Steven Gerrard impression last season. It's like, Steven Gerrard's out of the team, they've given me the captain's armband, and you could see the ball dropping to him outside the edge of the box, and he's replaying Steven Gerrard goals in his mind, and it's like, here we go, I'm the new Gerrard, I've got the captain of Liverpool. Jordan Henderson played very well at the weekend. We're playing Malta. Jordan Henderson is not consistent. Jordan Henderson, I would take out the team for Wayne Rooney.
I would not. 100% not.
Why?
Because in that position, you cannot tell me Rooney's a better number 8 than Jordan Henderson.
I can.
They were both playing pretty much the same position on Saturday. Who was the better player? Jordan Henderson.
against Malta, one game.
One, why are you playing two holding midfielders against Malta in the first place? Or two deep centre midfielders against Malta in the first
place? But I'd argue they're not. Wayne Rooney is an attacking footballer.
Right, first of all, we should have played 4-4-2.
Right.
With Rashford and Sturridge up front.
Here's another one. Rashford! Why can all these Spanish under-21 players play? I'm talking Paco Alcacer, the lad Andre Gomez, De La Feu at Everton. They all play for their under-21s. Andre Gomez plays for Barcelona. De La Feu plays week in, week out for Everton.
I know what you're saying here, but
why can he not develop in the under-21s? I don't think he's ready for England yet.
Because, so that in the
why can't Jamie Vardy play on Saturday? Why should Rashford? Jamie Vardy won the Premier League last year.
In the England squad, you have four strikers, right? And you're telling me there's a better four striker than Rashford?
I'd go with three strikers. I think we need four, because clearly we play one up front, like we saw in the Euro.
Yeah, but one of them's Wayne Rooney, so you have got three.
No, but he's not playing up front, is he?
Yeah, but in the squad list, he is down as a striker.
Okay, then. Sturridge, Harry Kane when he's fit, and Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, but he wasn't fit, was he? So Rashford has to be the third striker who comes in. I'm not going to bring in Jermaine Defoe, am I?
Have they given you the job?
We should do, mate, because then Rooney wouldn't even be in the squad, but, you know.
He should be in the squad. Okay, he should be in the squad.
Okay, he should be in the squad, but he should not be starting.
Okay, I'm fine with that. He's going through a bad patch of form. He really is.
You don't pick international teams player quality only. You look at form. And why wouldn't you play then Eric Dier and Jordan Henderson?
I think a lot of international teams over the years have picked on previous form. Torres used to get in the Spain squad all the time. David Villa used to get in the Spain squad, even though he dropped down to Atletico. He wasn't playing all the time. A lot of the time, sorry. Diego Costa was playing in front of him. David Villa was playing wide. Torres was playing on the bench for Chelsea. Torres has gone back to Atletico and played on the bench for Spain. I think a lot of players do drop out of form, but still can get in the international side because there aren't better players. I don't think to fill the squad, there is a better players than Wayne Rooney.
If we're going to say our best starting 11 and a 4-2-3-1, Wayne Rooney doesn't fit into my best starting 11 for England. Because up front, I'd have Harry Kane when he's fit. Then number 10, you have Dele Alli, because right. That partnership clearly works. Then, I mean, I'd say Lallana and Sterling. Okay,
what about this then?
Two holding midfielders, Henderson and Eric Dier.
Does Rooney have an international future? Can Rooney develop himself into being a sub and coming on for Harry Kane on the 60th minute? Would you go with that?
I don't mind him coming on, but I think him starting is sort of, just don't like it. But
I'm not saying Wayne Rooney in the best of form. I'm gonna get a lot of abuse for this podcast, but I just wanted to talk about the boo boys at the beginning. He deserves a bit more respect than he does, and I think football fans are becoming awfully fickle. Jordan Henderson now is the next Steven Gerrard because his performance against Malta. And it's just almost like, let's forget about Rooney, we've got Jordan Henderson. I'm not pinning my hopes on Jordan Henderson, but I would pin my hopes on Wayne Rooney.
I wouldn't, because his tournament, I know most England players are pretty much shit in every tournament, but Wayne Rooney is a supposed world-class player who's only ever performed in one tournament in his life, and that was Euro 2004.
To me, this is what I'm saying at the beginning, I'd boo the players around Rooney. Rooney is our record goal scorer, record cap support.
Right,
he always turns up. He always puts performances in. The players around him has let him down. Boo people like Gary Cahill. Boo people like Chris Smalling. Boo people like Glenn Johnson, who's played with him over the years. Ashley Cole. People like this. He's had to put up with some bang average footballers. I'm thinking Stuart Downing.
Are you calling Ashley Cole a bang average footballer?
No, I'm not. Ashley Cole is at the level of Wayne Rooney. Maybe that's a bad example. Ashley Cole is one of the only players that has been at the level of Wayne Rooney, but other people have let Wayne Rooney down. Rooney has had to be in squads with Andy Carroll, Emil Heskey, for a lot of his England career. This is a man who's given his all for his country, and I just want a bit more respect.
You can't argue what he's done for England is amazing.
Okay.
I personally thought him and Joe Hart should have stopped playing international football after the Euros. Joe Hart shouldn't be in the team. I don't agree with that, because he's been awful in the last two tournaments. The goalkeepers, when they're fit, would be Forster, Butland, and then whoever's the best up-and-coming young goalkeeper, or Tom Heaton, or your Jordan Pickfords.
I think you're worse than all these people on Twitter that I see. Joe Hart is not a bad goalkeeper. Yeah, he's won four Golden Gloves in the Premier League. He's won two Premier League titles. He's won the FA Cup. Just because Pep Guardiola doesn't fancy him with his footwork does not mean he should be out the squad.
I would play Jack Butland.
He's not fit.
Well, yeah, when he's fit. When he's back from his injury, I would play Jack Butland, simple
as. What, a player who was playing for Stoke in the middle of the table? Joe Hart was playing...
Did you not see some of his performances last season? They were better than some of Joe Hart's.
Stoke finished, what, eighth? Man City finished third. Why shouldn't Joe Hart play?
Because I think he's got to that age where he should start focusing on his club career.
Why are you so quick to dump these experienced players? What is it?
Because I think with the players we have available, I'd rather watch them grow as a player than have...
What did Jack Butland do in the Euros with the under-21s 2 seasons ago? They got knocked out of the group stage. What did Harry Kane do at a tournament? Got knocked out by Iceland. To me, he's not proved anyone. He's not proved that Wayne Rooney's a worse footballer than him at tournaments. Has he?
Well, Wayne Rooney hasn't exactly been any better.
All the under-21 players that you want in the squad, out taking out all the experienced players, failed at the... with the under-21s 2 years ago and failed in the Euros.
So you're telling me Wayne Rooney didn't fail? He's failed at every tournament since Euro 2004.
But at least he performed. He's performed at one. These lads haven't proved anything yet.
Yes, that's what this 2 years is about. You're letting these young players progress so they're ready to play in a tournament in 2 years.
I just think they need these players.
I don't think in the World Cup that Wayne Rooney or Joe Hart should be playing.
Clearly these players do. Jesse Lingard, in his interview before the match on Saturday, was telling how much of a help Wayne Rooney is to him in the dressing room coming in.
Yeah,
how much
in the dressing room. Not necessarily on the pitch. Because Dele Alli is a better number 10.
But to me, what the story at the moment is, leave Wayne Rooney. Just get rid of him now. We want him out. We want him gone. I just don't think that should be it.
I think he needs to have a different role. Like when Gerrard or Lampard, when they're in their club, let's say, wouldn't play every single game. They still need you in the squad to help the younger players.
But this is what I'm trying to say. Maybe I'm not putting it across as much. Sorry. This is what I want to say. I want to see that. I want to see that progression from him. I do think he should take some time out. And apparently he's going to be on the bench tonight.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Because then, if it fucks up, I can shut up. Because, we would miss Wayne Rooney, but I don't think we will. If we're playing Henderson, Dyer and Alli as the two holding mids and a number 10, and I don't know who's going to play out wide, but like maybe Rashford will start out wide, because I thought he was decent when he came on. Set up Dele Alli, though. Luckily, Dele Alli couldn't just put it in. He just put it over the bar. But, I mean, I want to try that, see if it works. And if it works, then great. And if it doesn't, maybe it will show me that maybe Rooney does need to play.
I totally understand. I really understand. We're so blinded by that the next game. Do you understand? Like, Rooney got dropped by Manchester United.
And they're the two best performances of the season.
You're saying it as if, because Manchester United's two best performances of the season were without Wayne Rooney. To me, it sounds like he hasn't got a career anymore. That's what it sounds like. And I'm just saying he has. He's got more to give. Yes, Manchester United aren't going to play for the next couple of games. Wayne Rooney's going to come back in the side. And there's no doubt about that. He's got the quality to come back. And this is what I'm saying. I just want to put a stop to the Rooney's career's over, that headline, because it's not. And I think you know it's not as well.
I know it's not over, but as I said earlier, I think you need to have another role in the squad. Not necessarily the guy who's definitely going to start every single game.
Yeah.
I don't think he should start every single game.
And you know what? I agree. And I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree, but...
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to get me started on Gary Cahill, so, I mean...
It's a great discussion, though, isn't it? It's a great discussion.
It is. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. Are you bothered? Because I'm not.
Some of my mates are, because they're out there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they went out on Sunday morning, flew to Venice, then got a coach to Lub Jarn, as I call it.
Shout out to them then.
Shout out to them, yeah.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Wayne Rooney England podcast. This has been The Football Hour. If you're listening on iTunes, on your iPhone, on your iMac, whatever, please subscribe. Please give us a rating. With the rating, you can give us a review. And in the review, write a comment, Rooney in or Rooney out for tonight's game. And then we'll talk about how many more people think he should be in or out. So that's on iTunes. Leave a review and write the comment Rooney in or Rooney out. Dom, thank you very much. I've been Alex Mearns. You've been listening to The Football Hour. See you soon.
This is The Football Hour.